I'm about to introduce you to a man who had never set foot on American soil before yesterday, never given an interview either. When Kim Hyun-woo stepped into our studios here in Washington to speak with me through an interpreter for more than an hour, he was doing something that, in his past life, would have gotten him killed.
저는 북한에서...
For 17 years in North Korea, I worked for North Korean intelligence agency.
You were a spy.
스파이 역할보다는
My role was more about protecting the regime security internally.
Mr. Kim worked for North Korea's Ministry of State Security.
국가보위성은 스파이들을 파견하는 기관은 아닙니다.
Main task was not to send out agents abroad, but rather to track down, identify, and catch what the regime views as hostile agents or hostile activities within the state.
As you may have gathered from the fact that he's speaking now, Kim Hyun-woo defected in 2014. Today he lives in Seoul, South Korea. He got his kids out, his immediate family, but Kim's decision put his wider family, still in North Korea, in danger.
모르고 뭐 막연하게 제가 이제 한국 와서
Sadly, 이제 I do not know what happened to my relatives, and that's why when I'm in South Korea every day, morning, daytime, and evening, I pray earnestly that God will keep them safe in North Korea, all my cousins and relatives.
Mr. Kim works now for the Institute for National Security Strategy. That's a state-funded think tank in Seoul. He is still tracking North Korea closely. So I'm curious about so many things about life in North Korea. What do we know of the pandemic, of COVID, of how badly North Korea has been hit?
아마도 피해가 엄청 났을 겁니다.
I predict that North Korea suffered from pandemic even more severe than other countries, fundamentally because North Korea's healthcare infrastructure is severely deficient. So there would have been inadequate proper responses in mitigating and containing the spread and the illness from the pandemic.
Do we know for sure that there was spread? Because Pyongyang was saying there are no cases, no problem, because we closed the borders.
예, 당연히 그렇죠. 왜냐하면
I question the credibility of North Korea's official state message that due to locking down the country, there was no spread of pandemic. It's because 13 years ago, in 2010, there was actually another case of spread of epidemic.
즉, 나름대로 북한은 그런 이제
In 2010 case and today's case, what we know is that because North Korean regime lacks proper resources to deal with pandemic, only realistic option and measure they could take is literally lockdown the entire country.
잘 아시겠지만 코로나는 저런 식으로 봉쇄한다고 해서
North Korea's lockdown measures, however, from the past case from 2010, we can extrapolate that it likely was insufficient in actually preventing the spread of epidemic. And yet, the regime, obviously, to be transparent in full data of the impact of pandemic, could have caused political and social instability within the country. That is why I believe, with confidence, the North Korean regime has been intentional in minimizing broadcast information and coverage about the actual state of damage from the recent pandemic.
Can you tell how tightly sealed the borders are now?
코로나 초기에는 아마도
First 2 years of COVID pandemic, the borders were heavily locked down and controlled. Starting in 2022, what we are seeing is that while human travels, so human interactions, are still strictly monitored and curtailed, there has been signs of revival of cargoes passing between China-North Korea border. So in that sense, at least in terms of shipments of goods, yes, it seems for the past year there's been relaxation of the border control.
What kind of goods are coming in?
예, 뭐 지난해 예를 들면
To give an example, so last summer, June and July specifically, construction materials have been shipped from China into North Korea.
다음에 이제 우리가 알 수 없는
We speculate that North Korean higher-ups or elites, they also need luxury goods, and we predict that these goods have also found the ways to be imported from overseas.
Let me ask you about succession. We see photos of a girl, Kim Jong-un's daughter. Is she the heir apparent?
정확한 답변은 어려울 거라고 생각합니다.
Based on what we know about the protocols and the traditions behind North Korea's leadership succession, as of now, there is no concrete evidence for us to argue Kim Ju-hae, the daughter, is going to be the next in line for North Korea's regime leadership succession, as of now.
But she keeps coming in pictures. He keeps appearing with her. Seems deliberate.
이제 북한이 김주애가
Kim Jong-un, the current leader, does consider Kim Ju-hae as his heir, the next in line to the succession of power. If that is truly his intention, it does come to risk for the current government to make the decision.
왜냐하면 국제사회가 이렇게 볼 거 아닙니까?
The danger is if Kim Jong-un, the current leader, makes a public decision recognizing Kim Ju-hae, his daughter, as a leader too soon, it creates speculations on current leader is only in his mid-30s, I believe, late 30s, so why is he so impatient to designate a successor? It could lead to questions on health, for instance, then maybe the leader is not healthy and therefore the leader needs to pick a successor too quickly. And that says speculations that probably Kim Jong-un, the current leader, does not want to get entrapped.
이게 지금 얘기한 게 상식적인 얘기입니다.
What I have just explained is arguably a rational prediction of what leadership succession should look like in North Korea.
다만 지금까지의 경우는 상식적인, 논리적인 거로 설명한 거고
However, even though logically I analyze it's unlikely for Kim Ju-hae to be recognized as a leader, not yet at least, I'm also aware that seemingly unlogical, unrational decisions have occurred in North Korean politics. So the possibility of Kim Ju-hae, as you've mentioned, as becoming recognized as a successor is a distinct possibility that I'm not going to completely dismiss out of hand.
So who knows? Who knows is the...
Kim Ju-hae가 후계자가
If Kim Jong-un does make it official public decisions to recognize his daughter as a successor, it could be a clue or sign that there might be certain new changes to his own physical or political health of a current leader, and therefore leadership succession has become urgent for the regime. So that could be an indicator.
이 문제는
However, even among North Korean analysts, no one can make concrete predictions on this way or that way. So even among ourselves, we weigh the possibilities and look for more signs.
Kim Hyun-woo. Until 2014, he held a senior post in North Korea's Ministry of State Security. This is his first interview. Tomorrow, part two, his view on his country's relations with the U.S. and whether he will ever be able to go home.